Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's look now at another impact of climate change, the increase in tick-borne viruses. Every year, about 50,000 people are diagnosed with tick-borne illnesses in the United States. Most of these cases are Lyme disease, which is caused by a type of bacteria. But in the Midwest, several new viruses have emerged in the last decade, including the Heartland virus, first discovered in Missouri. Scientists are trying to identify these tick-borne viruses now before they become a problem. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzan has the story.
On a warm afternoon outside St. Louis, two scientists drive along a rutted gravel road, a plume of dust trailing behind them. They hop out of their SUV wearing knee-high gaiters over their boots and hike into the forest at Washington University's Tyson Research Center to hunt for ticks. As it turns out, it doesn't take much equipment to collect a lot of ticks here.
So we have sections of cloth that we're going to lay on the ground, and then Tupperware where we put dry ice.
Solny Adelstensen is an ecologist at Tyson. She says the dry ice is the most important component because it releases carbon dioxide. The Lone Star tick, the most common species in Missouri, actively searches for animal hosts through the carbon dioxide they exhale.
They're so aggressive. When they sense you, they just will chase you down. And that's why these dry ice traps work really well.
About an hour later, the cloth on the ground is crawling with dozens of ticks. And that's a good thing, because these researchers want as many as they can get. It's all part of an ongoing study to track how common tick-borne viruses are at the reserve. David Wang is working with Adelstensen and others on this project. The Washington University microbiologist says two new tick-borne viruses have recently emerged in the Midwest. The Heartland virus, first diagnosed in two Missouri farmers in 2012, and Bourbon virus, discovered a few years later in Kansas. But, he says,
there's no way that those are the only two tick-borne pathogenic viruses here, and it's just that people haven't been looking.
Wang says there are probably other new viruses that have gone undiagnosed, simply because doctors don't know what they are.
The classic way that medicine works is you look for the usual suspects. But again, you can only find what you're looking for. So when it's negative for everything, then what do you do? In order to find something that's not in the usual set, you need to take a different approach.
In this study, they're using genetic sequencing to figure out what kind of viruses the ticks are carrying. And that involves literally mashing up a lot of ticks. Ishmael Aziati is a postdoctoral researcher who's processed thousands of them so far. The ticks are divided up into plastic tubes filled with tiny steel balls, each one smaller than a sesame seed. Aziati pops the tubes into a whirring machine in a WashU lab.
We want to break the ticks up and release its contents. And so this machine, it just mechanically will shake these things up with the beads hitting each other.
It's the first of many steps to extract the genetic material from these ticks. Next, he'll feed the data into a computer. The research team will then compare the genetic sequences to known viruses to see how closely they match and which ones could be new variations. It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, says Deborah Hudman. She's a tick researcher at A.T. Still University in Kirksville, Missouri, who is not affiliated with the study.
The viruses, we know they're here, and they're really scary because they kill people. But there are very low prevalence, and they're really hard to detect. It's, you know, like 1% of ticks.
Hudman says these projects take a lot of time, energy, and money, partly because you have to test a lot of ticks. Despite the challenges, she says this kind of research is vital in Missouri, which she calls a Goldilocks environment for ticks.
It is just absurd the number of ticks that are here. We're just in that sweet spot. We're not too hot, not too cold, not too dry. And we have a lot of wildlife. We have a lot of forests.
And with climate change expected to expand tick ranges and their seasonal activity in the U.S., studying these new diseases could become even more pressing in the future. For Here and Now, I'm Shayla Farzon.